You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Soul Seed, Divine Guidance and Spiritual Mediumship with Lisa Thurgate Marks. Lisa Thurgate Marks. Live from LisaThurgateMarks.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Soul Seed, Divine Guidance and Spiritual Mediumship
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
And how are we all today? Just like to say how much I really enjoyed the energy of the blood moon, and I hope everybody else did too. We are in eclipse season. It can be a little bit of a bumpy ride at the moment as we continue to clear out, whether we wanted to be clearing out of energy or it's just happening for us. It's about using this energy at the moment to really go with the flow and let dissipate what does need to be gone. And it's from inside of you and around you through your aura. And sometimes when we feel that we want to hang on to something, it's actually the conditioning. It's because it's safe. But today it's all about, and coming up through all this beautiful fifth season up into the new moon, it's really about feeling and letting go. So many things we hold on to because they might be comfortable for us, but doesn't necessarily mean that they're good for us. And we've got to listen to the whispers of our soul. And sometimes you might think, okay, friends and family are saying, you're all right, you'll get through it, it's a tough time. But you know deep down in your soul, your heart of hearts, that no, I've finished with this cycle. And that's what it's all about in this eclipse season. I'm coming through a Saturn return, as a few viewers may be. And it's ending so that we can start again. So understand that this too shall pass. All the feelings that we're getting is actually coming up to be rid of, so we can birth a new you, birth yourself again. And we do continually evolve. I have a lovely reader, I have a lovely sitter coming through for reading. So welcome, Lisa. It's lovely to have you today.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm really well, thank you. And I too am feeling all the different feels that are coming through this season about letting go and cleansing my energy and really putting my vibrations out there to keep my spirits high and to continue to cleanse. And if I can cleanse, other people can too, because it's a ripple effect. How have you been feeling this energy, Lisa?
Low.
Did you say slow?
I recently had surgery, so I think that I said low. I've been feeling low. My energy is low.
And with surgery and with the energy, the way it's going at the moment, it's really clearing out and rest, a lot of rest within this period, because if you can rest, obviously, you know, within that negative space and that resting, you're going to be healing a lot quicker than if you were doing too much, because you're actually so much of a doer, and spirit's coming through and showing me that you don't actually usually as a rule let up, do you? Your little pocket rocket, you keep going. But this is about
right.
Actually yeah. And this is quite hard for you, but it's in that hardness that we actually get to witness sometimes who the real self is. And that's so much for you. It's a time of contemplation. And take this time, Lisa, to really sit in and hand on heart and just ask, show me, where do I go through from here? Because it's all about change for you. And it's about moving forward and really letting go of these last 18, 19 years. They went 18 and then they actually went 19. And because you are, I suppose, rebirthing, you've got a second chance here to actually be a lot nicer to yourself. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
And would you like a general reading? Sorry, I'm just reading you and I haven't even asked. Sorry.
Yes, I would, actually.
Yeah, because I'll just keep going then. I thought I'd better ask in case you do have a question. But this is about you actually treating yourself with the love and respect that you actually do deserve and putting yourself first. There's a lot of breakaway.
I'm not used to.
I know you're not. And Spirit's really showing me, but there's a lot of breakaway. And sometimes when things break away, we tend to mourn them. But this is about a celebration that you've gone, you've stepped forward. You're actually deciding to put yourself first. And right now, you might think, oh, I don't really think this is going to happen, but you will. Because I can see it coming forward with you that you're actually starting and putting these steps in place now because you're actually sitting and resting and questioning who you are. And I actually love that you are in this contemplation phase and that you can't run from yourself because you manage to be able to keep very busy. And while you're keeping very busy, you're not really feeling all the feelings that are coming up for you. Does that resonate?
Yes, it does, very much so.
I keep coming around my tummy, and that's our life force energy and our belly button, our life force energy. And we can draw in other people's energy or we can radiate out our own. And they're telling me this is for you, is and for everyone really, but it's actually about radiating the beauty that's within you now. And when people are coming through to you and you can feel the energy, it's just still pushing your life force energy out and making it beautiful, pushing it out with love, because the more that you can just push that energy out with love, the more that you're going to lift others up, and you're going to lift them up in the beautiful way that's more energetic, more than doing. Because lately, well, actually always, you're a go, 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 do, do, do. But lately, even before this operation, they're showing me you've had to slow down and it's not something that you like to do. And my knee's sore. How is your knee? It's on my left side, so that when we feel soreness around our left knee, it's around who am I and who am I spiritually, and trusting my intuition. It's about where am I going forward in direction and how am I listening to my intuition. How is your left knee, Lisa?
Well, it's sore, but I think it's more because I had left foot surgery.
Oh, okay, because you've had left foot surgery. I'm getting a sore knee. So our left foot too is about direction. But it's also about our soul's direction, our inner knowing, our wisdom. And so with our foot, when we walk, whether we're favouring one foot or the other, is to where we need to put our energy. So when my knee is sore and the knee is all about direction, even though you've had the operation on your left foot, I do feel, Lisa, you still need to clear out and let go of a few ancestral and karmic patterns as well as this lifetime, because it's still in your left knee. And that's on our spiritual side, our feminine side. Now, that's not to mean that you are going to get all this left knee pain if you do the work, but otherwise you might be just favouring your right and not really sitting in and asking your soul the questions like, how can I better myself to move forward easier? What can I let go? What can I let drop away that's going to make my life easier? what patterning am I doing that is holding me back? And asking these questions, even just writing them down or doing some drawing, because I can feel it into that left knee as well. Your left foot, and I'm coming onto your toe too, but I'm sending in lots of healing around you and to you, and just under that foot of yours, right into the sole of your foot. So I feel this is also a soul healing for you. Pardon the pun, but that's okay. What I'm getting. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes, it does.
Is there any questions that you'd like to ask me around this?
No, I don't think so. I think that was pretty accurate.
Oh, thank you. You have what I would call beautiful, sparkly eyes. So your energy, as a rule, you lift people up beautifully, but I'd like you to bring that back in. And it's like when you're scooping up water, and it's like the emotions bring it up and bring it into you, because your eyes, they just sparkle. They're magnificent. And that's something that's a really beautiful, beautiful gesture. Like, so when you look at someone, it's like your eyes sort of pierce into their soul and lift them up. It's something very beautiful and unique about you. I bet your people say, look at your eyes.
Yes, they do a lot.
Yeah, they do, because in my mind's eye, I can see them. And so that's very good validation for you that what a heartfelt soul you are.
Well, I always like to see the best in people and make them feel the best.
Oh, and you do. Is there anyone related to Mary around you?
No, not a Mary.
No. Sounded like a mother, but then I got Mary. So there's someone coming through for you. I'm just going to send you so much love and healing, and know that you're on the most beautiful, healing, soulful path. The spiritual alchemy that's coming to you is magnificent. You will go on and continue to heal people. Put the spark back into them with the sparkle of your eyes. It's a beautiful gift you have, Lisa. I'm sending you so much love, sending everybody else love. Beautiful healing in this eclipse season. Sending so much love, Lisa. You know where I am if you need a reading. Bye-bye for now, everybody, and blessed peace.